Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a podcast named Tim. We are a father and son movie review podcast available everywhere podcasts are. Check us out on all the audio platforms you have, including iTunes and Spotify especially. And of course, we're on YouTube. We have a video version of this podcast, bunch of other movie reviews and Power Ranger reviews. We're about to, with Dino Fury launching the second part of its season on Netflix, we're going to be doing all of those episode reviews here coming up. So we have a website, podcastnamedtim.com, and social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, podcast named Tim. Hit us up on those. That's pretty much all I got. I am Zach. Dad, how are you this evening as we record?
How could I be anything but fantastic after the week we've had?
Great week. Great week.
The man, the myth, the legend. On the space.
That's right. That's right.
I'm still riding high on this.
Yeah, William Shatner went to the space, which was great. I did not get to see the launch. I got to see some of his post-interview afterwards. Where
I watched every bit of it. I was there when they first came on air. I was there till they went off the air.
As I messaged you and some of my friends who are Trekkies, the debate is settled. I don't want to hear any more about Picard. It is Kirk only. He is a tear unto himself.
Well, he always was, but...
Yes, but there's...
We let Picard kind of stand there a little bit beside him, but yeah.
Yeah.
And George Takei can shut his mouth, but anyway.
Ask him Prince William or whatever his name is.
What does he know?
Not much about a dentist, I can tell you that. This week I forgot to mention
our English British fan base.
I think they're on our side. I forgot to mention this week we are doing zombie films. It is Zombie Tidal Wave and Zombies Have Fallen. Those are our two zombie movies. No white zombie this week. Yes, but we'll get into those quotation marks very soon. But those are the movies this week. Next week, if you want to make sure you again subscribe, we're going to be doing vampire movies. So be on the lookout for that. I started Squid Games. Watched the first episode. Good, I think, and this is just watching one episode, maybe a little overhyped. As I told my wife and I told someone else, you can kind of just go watch Animal World.
You told me that, but
I told you that too.
I've seen it, so I'm going to disagree with you. I've seen it, so I'm going to disagree.
But it just annoys me because, as people who reviewed that movie when it came out or a few years ago, and I believe we both enjoyed it. I think I more than you, but we both enjoyed it. It's weird that they're both on Netflix, but Animal World didn't get the pop.
Well, it's just a movie.
I know, and maybe that's just it. People are just into series now. But it's when you have very similar movies or concepts and one takes off and the other one doesn't, maybe sometimes it's right place, right time. You never
know. I don't know what caused it. Korean films and television stuff are definitely on the. They actually have a. If you go on there, there's a line of Korean stuff now. Man, they're. I reviewed a few of them quickly to see which ones I'm going to watch, and they're all looking pretty good. So
I'm about to say we did a whole episode on the podcast named Tim where we exclusively looked at some Korean films, and on top of the a couple other times we've just dipped our toe into that market.
Parasite was Korean, wasn't it?
It is, and I still yet to see that. It is on the list. But on top of these, and top of Squid Games, watch Under Wraps, kids Disney Plus film. Yeah, what you would expect.
I never saw the original, though. Your wife was telling me there was an original one.
I never saw the original. Yeah, I don't remember that either. But I wasn't.
I had to do something to erase Hocus Pocus from my head. Your daughter made me watch Hocus Pocus.
I'm sorry. We're both.
Well, Amy did too, so. But yeah, I don't like Hocus Pocus.
I don't either.
The only thing good about Hocus Pocus is John Ross is in it. kid that played John Ross on Dallas together.
We both watched Escape the Undertaker. Here, I'll save you 30 minutes of your time. It sucked.
It sucked for a 30-year-old and a 50-year-old, but a kid might like it. It was interesting. It was. I wouldn't go all the way to sucked. It was what I expected from it, you know, and it was kind of clever that you got to pick the stuff. It's not much to it.
But, no.
You know, again, I think if you put a 10-year-old, 10, 11, 12-year-old down there, and, you know, they were into wrestling and Undertaker, then I think they'd be all right with it.
Does Peacock not have interactive functionality? I thought it was weird that it was on Netflix and not on Peacock.
Look, I can understand this whole relationship between Peacock and WWE and Fox and other, I don't know, they seem to all be, seems like everybody's got their toe just a little bit.
Everybody wants a piece of the pie.
And it's a stale pie. It's a pie that somebody left a wrapper off of, and it's
it's stale. It's no pecan pie on Thanksgiving Day.
It's like a rhubarb pie.
Yeah, yeah. Also watched Killjoy, which I don't know if you've ever seen Killjoy. I'd seen The Clown,
yeah.
I'd watched it years ago, and I was like, you know what? I'm in the mood for this, and I convinced the wife somehow to watch it with me, and she watched it with me. It was not as scary and also not as funny as I remember it being. It was both in both ways.
That was called an urban horror movie.
An urban horror movie?
Yeah. An urban horror movie. Like Candyman. Which is what I went and saw. That's what I liked. But yeah, that's all I'm talking about. I think there's a sequel too that's really bad. If I remember.
There are
two or three. I think I stopped after that second.
I think the actor who played Killjoy changed after the first one.
Can't do that. Yes. Did you? Speaking of horror movie sequels, did you watch the trailer
for
the new Scream?
I have not watched. Speaking of trailers, excited. I did not watch that trailer. I did watch the new Batman trailer.
I have it up here, but instead of watching it, I watched the new Adele.
Okay.
Adele. I like Adele, but I don't get it.
It is what it is.
It's Adele. Now, we don't cover music on here, do we?
No, we don't cover. Well, we don't cover much on here.
I'll edit this crap.
What have you been watching? So I had a full week. I see. I had a reason why I didn't watch the movies until later.
You know, I think I spent all week just catching up on shows because the wife was gone at night, and that's always throws us off. You know, I don't know. Random stuff. But I feel like there was one thing that. Oh, I watched the documentary Malice at the Palace, which is about the Indiana Pacers, Detroit Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
Fiasco of what, 2004?
That sounds about right.
It was there's a lot more footage that you don't see. There's some raw footage there that they haven't released, so you can see a little more. Listening to the stories and watching things, I could understand what happened a little more. Still shouldn't go into the stands after a fan, but you know, sometimes it's just.
He got to do what she got to do.
Yeah, that part was wrong, but then that other guy that came down the court and got in his face. Sorry. Sorry about your luck. So, yeah, it was, and I didn't know much about that. That's the era that I stopped watching the NBA. You know, Michael was kind of gone and Magic was gone. And just kind of, I didn't really follow this when Reggie Miller and them were in there. But, so I didn't really know, I didn't know Meta had changed his name again.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
He's not Meta World Peace anymore. Oh. He's Meta, something like Meta Springfield Goodwin or something. I don't know. It's some weird thing.
Meta Sanford Artest?
Yes. There you go. So he brought the Artest back in, but yeah, he changed it again, which I didn't know that. So, you know, the guy was, you know, he was the Dennis Rodman of the day. He was a little bit wacky, and you didn't mess with him. And he had his little, but I didn't know about his whole disappearing and not playing for a while. And like like Rodman did. And,
mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about the other two players, and I can't even think of their names now. The high school rookie that was there, and the. But anyway, it was a nice little short. It was only like an hour, so it was enough to find out what had happened and what was going on. But I think they should have been exonerated a little bit. They were pushed a little bit farther than those crazy fans should have pushed. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Well, let's get right into this. With Zombie Tidal Wave. But before we do that, let's take a quick moment to pause. Hear a word from our thoughts. So Zombie Tidal Wave came out in 2019. It is a TV-14 rating because it is a Sci-Fi Channel original film. 1 hour and 26 minute runtime. It has a IMDb score of 3.9. That is out of 10. It does not have a tomato meter score, but it has a 25% from the audience. It is, of course, from the minds of the Sharknado and all the other wonderful sci-fi movies. It's from the same minds and creators and everything. And basically, it's a story about a fishing town who gets hit with a big, giant tidal wave, and there happens to be some zombies in it. We'll get into some more other things. This was your selection for the week. So I will go ahead and go first. I really enjoyed this. I thought this was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
I agree.
It was fun. I mean, here's the thing. It did not break the cardinal rule, which was you promise me Zombie Tidal Wave, you give me a damn Zombie Tidal Wave. In fact, there were two Zombie Tidal Waves. I did have one. Here's my biggest huge issue with this movie. In the movie, they said the words, "It's a zombie tsunami." And I said, that should have been the name of the movie. Because Zombie Tsunami is better than Zombie Tidal.
I agree.
Way better. And you said it in the movie.
I know. Yeah, I wonder if there was some kind of problem with that when they tried to get the rights to it or something.
That was literally my only complaint. I thought, I don't know if I was sold on the design of the zombies as far as the blue skin and barnacle look, but it fit in with the theme. Obviously, the acting is what you would expect from a Sci-Fi Channel original film. They hit all the notes you needed to hit. There were some hilarious parts. I will say I loved Jada, I believe her name was. I thought she was a very good zombie. I know you're gonna agree with me. When they walked into that room or that hallway, and there was that damn zombie in a wheelchair, I busted out laughing so much. And it was great. I was like, I've never seen a wheelchair zombie.
Exactly.
This is great.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, I'm represented finally.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize his hands were tied down. I thought it was just a situation where, as a zombie, he just couldn't understand how to function in a wheelchair.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
With my hands.
But that was amazing. There were a couple subplots with like some of the romantic stuff that unnecessary. What did you think overall?
Yeah, I had fun. It was like the Sharknado movies, which I love. I love the Sharknado movies, all of them. Even they just bad to worse, but I still enjoy them because I know what I'm getting. I'm getting a damn, you know, Sharknado, and what are you going to expect from that? If you turn on Zombie Tidal Wave and expect some serious, scary, horror, crazy, but then you're an idiot. And delivered for me. I laughed, and it was clever.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was just okay. What's the guy's name? I can't remember his name. Same guy from Sharknado.
I don't know.
Sterling.
Yeah, sure.
you know, I'm sure he sat down and was like, damn, maybe we should have done Last Tornado. I need a check. And they were like, well, here we go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was, I'm waiting to see what this team puts together next. It's a, I don't really want another one of these.
Oh, I think they should. I do.
You do want another one?
I do.
I don't know. I want them to come up with something a little different, but, and you were definitely right. I didn't think about it at the time. I didn't catch it. But, yeah, Zombie Tsunami absolutely would have been a home run.
Yeah. That's just...
Man. You know, you just... They just...
It's the
limit. They missed that.
It's the... Well, it just... I was like, you put it in the script, which putting the name of the movie is a B-movie staple.
Right.
You know, it's the Wolfman. You know, oh, that's the name of the movie.
Yeah.
So I just I couldn't believe that they missed that opportunity.
That is a swing and a miss, but the movie was not. The movie is completely fun.
Yeah. What did you think of the, oh, it's the pharmaceutical company and I took money on the take, blah, 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 bad corp money, bad money people.
You know, that stuff normally annoys you when they feel like they have to do that, but they didn't beat me down with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there wasn't any, I don't know, I didn't feel like there was any preachy kind of lesson. It was just like, all right, this is, we got to come up with some reason or somebody would go, why is this happening? So they did it. And I mean, it was only an hour and 20 minutes or whatever.
No, yeah. I was, well, and it got right into it.
Yeah.
I mean, there were zombies immediately.
Here comes the wave.
Yeah, it was, yeah, and the wave was immediate. So I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Unlike film we're going to discuss in a minute. But I thought it was going to be, maybe I just didn't expect it. When I was looking at the poster, I thought it was going to be on a cruise ship.
There's your sequel.
That's what I was. Just put it on a cruise ship, baby.
There you go.
Put it in the Bermuda Triangle or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So,
yeah, it was
maybe they'll land somewhere where there's some pirates and.
All right, careful.
Yes. I would have liked more with Driscoll, the conspiracy theory guy. I think we needed to touch on that a little bit more.
A little more. But again, I was sorry because kept it under a minute 30, an hour 30 for this. 3.2 is too low. It should be higher than that.
This should absolutely be higher. I was surprised. I mean, especially given, I would expect the people who watched this movie went into it because they are fans of genre,
right?
Of film.
Should be a solid 5 for anyone, and I'd say a 6.5 to a 7 for a person that likes Sharknado.
Yeah, yeah, it's just fun.
People, who knows? Who knows who votes on the stuff? And I refuse to read any of the reviews. I was gonna, a lot of movies I do read reviews just to see, but this one I was like, no, if I read the reviews, it's gonna irritate me because I'm sure everybody's gonna. Can't understand this is not meant to be a horror movie. It's silly. It's a silly premise.
Yes.
It's entertaining, fun.
Well,
done.
And you know what it got right? And I think this movie did something better than almost every other modern day zombie movie. I thought it got the pace of the zombies down correct.
Yes.
Because they didn't sprint at you like they're a goddamn Olympic sprinter, but they didn't do the old school walk.
Right.
They had a nice middle ground right in between. They kind of walked. They ran when they need to. They used it dramatically. Their pace was dependent on the dramatic situation, but it wasn't some crazy wave of zombies running at you.
Yeah, I hate running zombies.
It got the pacing.
I don't like running zombies, and I don't want vampires out in the day. That's the way I am.
Amen.
We
can't have that. What's going on in the world? So, yeah, I thought it got the pace of the zombies absolutely correct.
And I only picked it again. I didn't even realize what I was picking. I saw the title, and I was like, okay, I got to know what this is.
Yeah.
This is a great title. And then when I saw Ian Zerling, I was like, Wait a minute. Is this going to be the same people?
Mm-hmm.
It just was making sense. So, yeah. I didn't even know it was a sci-fi until I really got into it.
Yeah. But no, absolutely good pick. Enjoyable. Anyone who likes bad movies and just likes to have fun, this is worth the viewing. Movies that are not fun or worth a viewing ever are movies like Zombies Have Fallen, which was my selection for the week. Came out in 2017, 1 hour and 15 minute runtime. Has a 4.8 on IMDb. Does not have any tomato meter.
This rating system doesn't work.
That is correct. It tells the story of a young woman who is possessed with some kind of supernatural power, has visions to see some kind of apocalypse.
It's pretty hot.
And she's supposed to use these powers to protect people. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let you go first because it was a swing and a miss.
Just a bit outside.
Yes. If we should call Vin Scully to see if he can give us a little.
It broke your cardinal rule.
Yes.
The last 20 minutes, there really wasn't any zombies in it. I don't really call those people zombies. They were just mind controlled, so I don't really call it a zombie. I don't know. I'm assuming this is just where they wrote it, did it, and then had to come up with it. Maybe trying to, you know, people like zombies and Walking Dead's popular, so let's try to attach zombies onto it. Would it have been better without that title?
It would
be a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit, because I wouldn't have been kept waiting and waiting. Yeah. There's the zombies coming. Maybe they should have totally reworked this, because it was... Yeah, it wasn't good. I'm not saying it was a good movie. Had some ridiculous editing in it. The scenes behind action scenes, like somebody gets hit and there's a brick wall behind them, and when they land, they're like open grass. It's like, what is that? I couldn't keep up with some of that.
That's some Power Rangers editing.
Yeah, there was some crazy editing in it with just like there was a tree there, and then there's another tree and a car, and yeah, it was weird. Acting was, you know,
it was what it was.
It was, I'm sure this is a little independent British guy that made this and got his friends to hook it up. Probably hired a couple people that, you know, were legitimate SAG actors, but there were no damn zombies.
This movie took 3 years to complete.
And I'm assuming it's just because this guy has a full-time job somewhere else, and this was shot on the weekend.
But post-production was only 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's obvious.
So, as you stated, it 1,000% broke the cardinal rule. This was, we're going to throw the word zombies on there because people are going to type in the word zombies, and it's going to keyword our shit. This is in the bottom five movies we have watched over the last 3 years.
Ouch.
Because
reviewed.
Let me clarify. We have officially opined on.
Yes.
Because of the title. And when you say the word zombie, there are expectations that you are signaling to an audience. It is a movies are formulaic, and you can play in that formula.
Right.
That's how you have your individual ideas and good movies. And the idea of having a supernatural person playing in the zombie world is interesting, which is why I picked the movie. But I actually, when they got to the end, first of all, by the time they got to the quote unquote zombies, I did not care.
Well, no, it was
like wanted to be, I don't know, what did this movie want to be? It wanted to be something else, and I can't
quite... It wanted to be a movie. And it was not.
It wanted to be, like, this weird spy... I don't know, there's a lot of movies that have tried to do this.
Yeah.
Idea. The issue I have is when they finally got to the zombie thing, and they weren't in makeup originally, she just made them crazy.
Right.
I said, okay, that's fine. I understand budgets, and you're trying to get around budgets, so you're just going to make these people possessed and mind control. Fine. But then this mind control turned them into zombies with really, really bad zombie makeup. Like, some of the worst zombie makeup I have ever seen.
That was pretty bad.
Like marker, like they went over to like a face paint place at a carnival and said, "Hook us up." And it just didn't make any sense because I was like, "There's she's mind controlling them. They right. should just be humans under mind control."
And not, but not called zombies.
But and that's fine. But don't dress them up like zombies in right. to so you can. Claim that your movie is a zombie movie.
Yeah, she should have controlled zombies.
Which, exactly.
Yeah, gone to a cemetery and did her little thing and the people came out and started coming at her, but then she, you know, did some force stuff and controlled them and said, get them. That would have been understandable.
And you had like this like bounty hunter assassin society where they all wanted to take out each other and they had their own like weird code of ethics. I guess like again, John Wick to like, oh, yeah. If we have bounty hunters, we have to have
James a weird... John Wick. I don't know, there was a lot of stuff.
A bunch of the like to... any movie about like The Ring or any girl who's possession movie, like it right. just had all these little tidbits. And I think a lot of these things woven together could work. I think it could have worked. You just needed to get to the zombies earlier in the film.
Right.
And have that be more of a catalyst for her being broken out or why she's being protected or being pursued or, you know, maybe she's the key to stopping them and you need to unlock her power.
Yeah, the title ripoff was completely horrible.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was like, all right, well, this movie was popular and zombies are popular. And it had a really good movie poster, too. That kind of sold me on the idea. I was like, this is a cool movie poster. So I was like, oh, let's take a chance on an indie film. A very, very indie film. And,
that was pretty bad.
It just didn't have zombies.
Broke our cargo rule, and after I watched, because I watched it the day you gave it to me, I watched it. I almost called you, said you want to pick again because this ain't no zombie.
I mean, it doesn't even just have zombies; it has the O with the hand in it, zombies.
Yeah. Well, it was not good.
No, it was bad.
It was bad.
It may be nominated for a Timmy in a couple weeks.
I'm gonna guess it will be.
not good. Well, now we've covered one fun zombie movie with a zombie movie with a stupid ass premise that was fun, and a movie with a good premise that didn't do shit with zombies.
How hard is it to make some zombies?
It's the most basic formula that you can
really
make
is.
In horror films.
You just walk like you ain't got no sense. You're dead and drag your foot.
Just
break into some thriller and good to go.
Yeah. Anyway, big disappointment. And that hour and 15 was a long hour and 15.
It was. Well, I just kept, 30 minutes in, I was like, okay. Here's the zombies. I'm not understanding where they're going to put these zombies in it because this is not the way this is going. This is not that kind of movie. This is something else. And then to force them down my throat for no apparent reason is even worse.
Yeah. Well, maybe Vampire Week will do us better. I'll go first because I always make you go first. I think it is on Peacock, if I recall correctly.
I saw what I did.
I didn't see it. I like kind of saw it, but not enough to retain. You're going to be watching 30 nights. Now I lost the damn title.
I know what you're talking about. I can even see the title. I know how it's written. And yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Josh Hartnett.
Yeah.
What the hell's the name of that movie?
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Yep.
Oh, dang it. I was trying to find something I thought you hadn't seen.
Yeah, when it first
30 came Days out. Of Night.
That's it. I saw it when it was originally out.
Okay. Well, it has been, came out in 2007, so it's been some time.
It has.
So 30 Days of Night is what you'll be watching, I believe, is on Peacock.
Alright. Well, you already know what you're watching. So.
I didn't see it.
Right at the screen.
I looked at the screen. I like, but I, again, I like knew not to like absorb the information. So like I blocked it out.
You were watching.
Yes.
Chinese speaking vampires.
Okay. See, I didn't see the word speaking.
It's called Chinese speaking vampires. Okay. And it is on Prime.
Prime.
2021.
Nice.
1 hour and 20 minutes.
My kind of film. We should just change the name of this podcast to Hour and a Half Movies and do only
We only do movies an hour. I mean, it's not that I don't, I do like 2 hour movies as long as it's a good 2 hours. Don't drag me out to the middle just to get to it.
When we first started this venture, you know, I always talked about the 3 hour mark, and at that point, you need to justify every minute to me.
Right.
It's getting to a point where I'm like, over two, I'm like, you better justify every minute of this damn movie to me.
Better be a damn good movie.
Yes.
Found a piece of movie memorabilia that I want. Actually, it's not movie memorabilia, I should say that. Henry Hull.
Okay.
Talking about?
Yeah.
Henry Hull is actually who Henry Hill from Goodfellas is based on. He's the real guy.
Mm-hmm.
He signs shovels and he writes on them, "You dig the fucking hole, Henry."
He's not like in witness protection?
He is, but oh, I think he's out. I think he's, I think he did so much illegal stuff in and out that they finally kicked him out of that.
I was about to say, is that a thing you come out of?
You're not supposed to. But I think he just kept breaking the rules. And I don't think he's fully into it. I think they realize they really don't care.
I was about to say, he hasn't been found? And and
you know where he is. He's not worth killing.
Okay.
So yeah, but he's. I saw that shovel that somewhere. So one of those auction houses had one. I was like, "Oh, that's awesome."
That is awesome.
But anyway,
that'd be the only time you bought a tool in your life.
Yes. Yes. And now that you've classified it as a tool, I'm not as excited.
Is a shovel considered a tool?
Sure.
I mean, a lawn
tool. Or a, yeah. You dig holes with it. The only problem I had with it is, and I'm going to surprise you here, it wasn't an actual, it was more of a snow shovel.
Oh.
It was flat so you could sign on it. I'd like more of the spade looking one.
Yeah.
Because that's what you dig a hole with.
But. Yeah. I thought you were going to say it was more like a spade, like a gardening spade. And like, no. Like that doesn't count.
No, not that. So, Ace of Session starts back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Great show. You should have watched it.
I
have too many shows. I don't know that.
I have like one and I can barely get through it.
I can't count right now. I mean, I have. But it's way too many for any one person to try.
I have way too many podcasts.
Luckily, I don't do anything but sit on my ass all day. Well, keep the grandkids. But
Yeah.
That is. So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I I'm excited for these two movies. I've never seen either one. So I think I remember when 30 Days of Night came out, because even without reading about it, I think I remember the concept. I just saw it on like a list of like
hidden. I have to read. I'm confusing it with another one. I have seen it, but I don't. The plot line, I can't remember exactly which one I'm thinking of, but I can see the movie posters when Josh Hartnett was actually supposed to be the next big thing, and then that didn't last long.
Yeah, it's about, isn't it like the time he did that movie with Harrison Ford, right? They did like an action cop movie. I don't think that. Well, I've heard Harrison Ford's not exactly.
Oh, he's a dick.
He's not exactly the easiest person to get along with.
No, supposedly he's a horrendous person to try to deal with. But, what are you going to do? And you play Indiana Jones and Han Solo in a Lifetime, do what you want.
And the president.
Get off my plane.
He's like the fourth best president.
He's no Shatner. He ain't been in space. All I gotta say.
Neither has Mark Hamill.
Yeah, he ain't been in space. But he was in that Slipstream movie. Isn't that a winner of the...
It was nominated. I don't think it won.
Did it win?
No, I think that was the year that we had the Bruce Lee and the Chinese Gods.
Yeah, I wouldn't have won over that.
What's sad is when I'm rating movies, I have like a 1 to 10 scale, and anything I have what I call the slipstream. I'm gonna kind of the slipstream mark. Anything above slipstream is automatically a 2. Anything below slipstream is a 1. That's my delineation on where a 1 and a 2 rated movie are.
Gotcha. Hopefully there's not too many of those.
No, but whenever it comes up, like right. It did this week, I was like, is this below or above slipstream?
What's the next level, Citizen Kane?
I'll make like a little diagram maybe when I have some time of like, this is the perfect definition of the movie that you need to measure for this rating.
You know, they turned Pride and Prejudice into a zombie movie. I wonder if they could turn Citizen Kane into a zombie movie somehow.
That would be great, actually. I could see that. Maybe more of like a They Live situation.
Maybe.
Can we do John Carpenter's Citizen Kane?
Did you see? See, it's too late to do this. I can't think of Blumhouse.
Yes. What about them?
See what they're thinking about doing a sequel to?
Hopefully, Lighthouse.
I think it's at a sequel. Halloween 3: Season of the Witch. Or their version of it. Okay. They want to, you know, that's a different type of Halloween.
Are you going to watch Halloween Kills?
When it comes out on HBO or something. I'm not.
It is on Peacock currently.
Nuh-uh.
I believe it is on Peacock right now.
Then I'm going to watch it right now then.
I think I'm going to watch it too.
Or maybe tomorrow because Alex wants to watch it.
Yeah, I believe it is on Peacock right now.
Okay, I didn't know Peacock was going to get anything like that.
I didn't know that either until I saw a commercial the other day. Yeah, on Peacock and in theaters.
How long on Peacock?
I don't know.
I know some of those, when they're on HBO, they're only on for like 4 weeks, and then they pull them for a while. Well, I will have to go check that out. I did not know that.
Now you don't.
It's not on their... when you go to Peacock, because I watched La Brea and Chicago PD today, and it didn't, you know, the main marquee.
Oh, really? It was on mine when I saw it tonight.
Huh. Or I'm just not paying attention.
Or that.
When I go to Peacock, I'm looking for Office, Park and Rec.
Yeah. But yes, it is on there.
All right. Well, I will have to go check that out, see if I can't talk some people into watching it right now.
Okay. Well, you enjoy that. I'm glad I could make your evening.
It's only 10 o'clock. That's a perfect time to watch a good movie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, you all have a lovely evening or day or whatever time of day it is. Subscribe, all that
in
good
stuff. In your neck of the woods.
Yes. We'll see you next time on a podcast named Tim.